Nancy Kimmelman is chief economist at SEI Investments based in Oaks, Pennsylvania. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why has the market been sliding when the economic signs are generally positive?
Well, the market is imposing its own form of discipline on corporate boardrooms, and that discipline is that investors don't want to give money to companies, don't want to invest money in companies, where they're not really sure whether the quality of the earnings is there, whether the financial statements of those companies are legitimate.
What's the solution?
Well, you know, the changes that have taken place, that are taking place now in Washington, are part of the solution. But really, for someone sitting in a corporate boardroom, a corporate CEO or CFO, looking at his stock price or her stock price slide, and this slide has been quite dramatic this year, that probably is the biggest incentive of all to clean up your books, report to shareholders legitimate numbers, sort of do away with any funny business that you and your accountants have perhaps let slide in the past. The market's discipline is a pretty big incentive for people to get things right.
Is there something else the White House or Congress should be doing?
Well, you know, I think changes in improving the enforcement of the SEC is crucial. But I think investors are actually looking for more than simply companies to report a cleaner set of books. I think the markets are looking for changes in the investment banking industry. There are new allegations this morning in the papers that Solomon Smith Barney allocated IPO shares, the shares of hot new companies, to CEOs that they wanted to do business with. You know, the investment banking industry has lost its credibility, and they need to restructure. Wall Street needs to restructure so that investors have confidence again in the recommendations that analysts put out, and confidence that money is not being skirted around the average person, and really being directed to simply the rich and the wealthy and the privileged. At the same time, I think the investment community is looking for changes in the accounting industry. We know that Arthur Andersen was in cahoots with Enron, but there's the suspicion that all the major accounting firms, to some extent, have looked aside while companies have altered their books and pushed the envelope on their accounting rules. So I think we need to see change in the corporate boardrooms of America, but we also need to see change in accounting firms, and we need to see change on Wall Street.
Is the market going to drop some more?
If I could tell you that. You know, to date, I think what the market is saying very clearly to us is that the changes that they've seen so far, the structural changes that I just mentioned, and the announcements and the pronouncements by corporations haven't been enough. But, you know, whether the market is in the process of putting in a turning point, I can't tell you. It looks a little bit like that. The fact that the market rebounded so well from that very sharp drop on Monday, that was a very, very positive sign. But I'm not here to tell you that the market's turned the corner. You know, the changes of the sort that I've been talking about really could take a very long time, and the investment community may very well have the patience to wait it out.
Well, aside from that rebound, is there any upside to the current business climate?
Well, you know, the business climate is actually pretty darn good. I mean, that's not to say that employment couldn't be better. It's not to say that the order flows couldn't be better. But the economic recovery that we're in the midst of really is turning out to be a lot more typical than we ever expected it to be at the start of the year. Even auto sales have come on stream again after that blowout that we saw in the wake of the terrorist attacks on September 11th. So, you know, truthfully, the economy is okay. The economic news is good. Even the earnings news is looking pretty good. So a number of analysts on Wall Street, myself included, but more importantly, Chairman Greenspan at the Fed, have made the point that, you know, when you look at stock prices and compare them at this point to earnings levels, assuming those earnings levels are correct, stocks look pretty cheap in here. So there's a lot of good news in the economy. There's a lot of good news in the market. The market's not quite ready to look at that good news. It's turning its head. But when the market's ready, you know, the earnings growth is there, the economic growth is there, and we could be in a much better position towards the end of this year than we are right now.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Nancy Kimmelman, chief economist at SEI Investments.